I have a question for our guests this morning.
Well, that'd be a good thing since you're the host of the show. What's your question?
My question is this. I have a daughter who lives in South Carolina, and a couple of weeks ago, she and her family returned from a trip to Italy. She was telling me how wonderful the food was in Italy. Couldn't she instead have just visited me here in the Phoenix area and gone to Babbo's instead? Wouldn't that have worked? I mean, just as well?
Perfect.
Yes, of course.
Oh, very nice. Well, that's a good segue, and that would have been probably a lot less expensive, I would think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's introduce the two guests that are in studio this morning. As you guys know, we do Stump the Chumps every week here on Money Radio, and it's an opportunity to welcome people in and get them an opportunity to get a $50 gift card to one of our Valley Eateries. And Babbo Italian Eatery has been around for a while. Ken Pollock, the owner, told me how long, and it made me feel really old because I remember going when it first opened up. And let's also introduce Taylor Schultz, his daughter, and also director of marketing for Babbo. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, our pleasure. So, Ken, I'm going to start with you.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back because I said, hey, the one on 6th, 7th, and 101, I used to go there when it was BYOB, and you kind of your eyes lit up a little bit because that's when it kind of started, right? You guys didn't have your alcohol license.
Yeah, that's how we got started. We didn't have an alcohol license. We had to have under 40 seats. So we were a pretty small eatery at that time. And we just grew from there. And in matter of fact, a lot of our employees are still with us to this day.
Really?
Why under 40 seats? What, was that a law or
something? It's a law to have a BYOB. You have to have
under 40 seats.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
Yep.
But you have your own B now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep. Yeah, B and W and all the good stuff to drink. So that was 15 years ago. Yep. Was that the first location then? 67th and 101?
The first location.
Okay.
And we've since expanded. We have 8 locations now, and we're a lot larger, and yes, we have our own bar and all that stuff along with it. We're a lot larger now.
Yeah, you are, definitely, and it's fantastic food, and that's what allows you to have multiple locations, 8 total. We'll talk about the new one in just a moment. Taylor, growing up, what was your thing with Italian food? Like, how did you know this was going to be something special, and then you might get in on the business?
Yeah, well, growing up with it, I guess I really just couldn't get away from it. I kept coming back. I started out as a hostess when I was 16 and started serving and did different jobs throughout the company, and I'm still here. So I've always loved our food, and I love our company, and it's awesome to work with my family too. So.
I bet. Ken, does your go back to your just your history? Is what is it about food? Has that always been something you've...
It's been food for the last 25 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then with the Italian side, I mean, you got to do Italian food a certain way because some Italians be like, that's not Italian food.
That's the big test right there. You get those Italians in if, you know...
I'm married to one, so
yeah,
I know.
They got to be on board or else it's big trouble.
Right. Well, that was great. So you guys have 8 total. Let's talk about the newest location, Talking Stick Way. When did that open?
We just had our grand opening. Was it April 18th?
Oh, so a month old,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep, and we did a big day of giving for Phoenix Children's Hospital. We helped raise $43,000.
Oh, wow.
So we did all of the profits from all of our 8 locations on that day and then matched that. And so that was really exciting for us. But so we've been open for a little bit, and it's going really well. We're really excited about it.
Yeah.
Now, in relation to what you said earlier, Taylor, about when you were younger, I think I started to appreciate real Italian food the first time my parents opened up a can of Chef Boyardee. And
no,
I said, it's got to be better than this. But if Mark often asks this question, he might forget, so I'm going to ask now for both of you.
Sure.
If you were to recommend one thing for someone to try the first time they came into Babbo's, what would it be?
I would start with the Pomodoro tomato. It's amazing. And then I know you said one thing, but I would start with that. I would come in on a Monday or Tuesday and enjoy our spaghetti and meatballs. We do a special at $6.99. And then we do lots of different things, but those are probably my 2 favorites right there.
Right. And Ken, let me just interrupt. Did you not hear me? It's Italians. They don't just eat one thing. It's mancia. You got it. And there's like levels, right? Yeah. And they always eat salad last. I think that's kind of weird. That's
right.
That's how Italians do it, right?
Yep. Yeah, you can't just have one thing. You got to go in for...
Taylor, do you have a favorite other than those? The spaghetti meatballs is good.
I love our spaghetti meatballs. We have a new addition to our menu. They're these protein bowls where It's vegetables, rice and quinoa, and then your choice of protein. So you can either get shrimp or chicken or steak or salmon. And I love those. They're awesome. So that's probably my favorite right now.
Well, as you guys have heard, Babbo Italian Eatery is our featured restaurant this week.
We had a winner yesterday.
We had a winner
on Monday.
So
somebody's going to be coming to see you with a $50 certificate in hand.
Yeah, okay. And then we'll try to do it again Wednesday and then Friday as well. Okay, I'm big whenever I go to a restaurant. And I'll be honest.
You're not that big.
I'm big on sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
I always have to go with like the Italiano, like the Italian sandwich.
Yeah.
That's heated a winner
up.
For sure.
Okay, I haven't had it at Babbo yet, so that's next.
It's awesome.
It's good?
It's a winner.
Because that's how I judge sometimes restaurants.
No, it's a winner.
You can't really mess up an Italian sandwich, but sometimes they don't put enough meat or not the right drizzle of balsamic or whatever it might be. All right, so let's talk about some of the other locations. You got Arrowhead, which is the original, the new one in Scottsdale, but you kind of have pretty much the whole town covered, right?
Right. Yeah, we're all the way from Surprise to Queen Creek, you know, all across the valley.
Was there ever a time when you had just the one at 67th and 101 where you're like, this is it, this is going to be our restaurant? Or did you always know that expansion was coming?
Honestly, when we first opened, we're just trying to get through the first day.
that's the restaurant world, right?
It was just trying to get through day one. And after that, you know, everyone just worked real
hard. How long in until the second one opened? Was it a year or two?
It was 2 years later.
Okay.
We opened in Surprise. And then after that, it was about one to two years we kept expanding.
Were you in that Northwest Valley? Is that why you chose that? No, like living. Like, is that why you chose that, or do you?
I just really like the area a lot, and it's been good to our business, good to our family. And as a matter of fact, our Surprise location was open for 10 years before we actually moved it just down the street into a location that's twice the size.
You know what's great about Babbo's as opposed to some of the other restaurants in the area? Not that there's anything wrong with those restaurants, but a lot of them start in Mesa or someplace, and then eventually, years later, they come over to our side of town.
Right.
I swing by that area almost every day, so it's good to have something that started over in the Northwest Valley.
Yep.
All right, Taylor, leave us with this, and we really appreciate you two coming in and being a part of Stump the Chumps, a great restaurant, and I know fans are going to love having an opportunity to eat there. What's the best way to reach you guys? Find out where the closest location to them might be.
Yeah, you can go visit our website at babboitalian.com, and you can find us on Instagram at Babbo Italian Eatery and on Facebook as well.
Are you Babbo in charge Italian of Instagram?
I am.
Yeah.
Ken, check it out.
Well played, sir.
She knows what she's doing, and she looks pretty good, too.
Well, great, but I think it's pretty important to have a youngster work in your social media.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. No, you and I, right? I try, and I'm like, I think I posted the wrong picture. I tagged Jen Kaplan. I didn't mean to tag her.
Insta-tweet? Is that what it is?
Insta-tweet. And Babbo, by the way, is Italian for?
Daddy.
Very cool. And it's B-A-B-B-O, and you can go to B-A-B-B-O-Italian.com to find out their menu. You guys do catering as well, right? Big events?
Yeah, we do lots of events. We do probably 250 weddings a year.
Wow.
So we do a lot of weddings throughout the valley.
How's the calzone, by the way?
The calzone is fantastic.
Do you have a cot that comes with it, like to take a nap? Usually I eat a calzone, it's bedtime. Yeah.
It's usually a nap right after.
Yeah. Hey, I like that. All right, well, thank you both. That's Taylor Schultz, Director of Marketing for Babbo Italian Eatery, and Ken Pollock, the owner of Babbo. Fantastic restaurant. I'm glad I could kind of make you smile talking about the BYOB at the beginning. And obviously you guys have grown immensely, and we appreciate you coming down and telling us the story a little bit, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
There you go. And remember, listen tomorrow morning.
7:15.
For your chance to win a $50 gift card. And maybe you can try the Pomodoro tomato, right? Or the spaghetti and meatballs. Man, $6.99 for spaghetti and meatballs on Monday and Tuesday.
That's a deal.
If you have a $50 gift card, you can go a lot to take care of that. Just don't bring any friends. You bring friends and it all gets used up.